Madam President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Sergeant-at-Arms will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Richard Buller from Valley Community Presbyterian Church in Golden Valley. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Loving Creator, we are eternally grateful for the privilege of living in our state of Minnesota. May we continue to be worthy guardians of our precious heritage of freedom and democracy. We pray this evening that your spirit of justice and compassion will guide our senators as they wrestle with the challenges that face our state. Tonight and this week, grant them clear and prophetic vision, forthrightness, steadfast strength, and courage. Courage to legislate. Let no impatience or expediency cloud their judgment and diminish the trust bestowed upon them by citizens they represent. This is our prayer. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States. With liberty.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Lori, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. The second order of business, executive and official communications, please make note on pages 1 through 3. Fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted with the exception of the reports pertaining to appointments.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
All those in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. Eighth order of business. For the Senate bills. The second readings are listed in the agenda. Eighth order of business, first readings of Senate bills will be referred as indicated, with the exceptions of on page 2, Senate file 284 will be referred to finance. On page 4, Senate file 301 will be referred to finance. Senate file 302 will be referred to finance. Senate file 306 will be referred to finance. On page 5, Senate file 308 will be referred to finance. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. We'll take these author motions all as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach, Senate file 130, this is your bill.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 130 be withdrawn from the Committee of Environment and Energy and returned to the author.
And that is your bill.
That's my bill, Madam Chair.
All right. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Sparks.
Not here.
Senator Bach will make the motion.
Madam President, I move on behalf of Senator Sparks that Senate File 113 on general orders be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Environment and Energy.
Do you have any more information about this? Okay. Our understanding is it was requested by the chairman and the authors. That sounds right.
That's my understanding, Madam President.
All those in favor of that motion, say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. I would like to announce, first of all, that the five senators who are escorting the government, escorting the governor to the State of the State address are Senators Champion, Kent, Brandon Peterson, Rood, and Wicklin. And you should all report to the sergeant's desk in the back at 6:30 to organize yourselves to go meet the governor. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session: Senators Ortman, Latz, and Reinert. Are there any other announcements? Okay. Senator Sparks is also excused from today's session. Any other announcements? Then Senator Bach.
Madam President, members, we need to be lined up here, double file, down the row, and we'll be escorted out at about 6:40. We need to be at the House chamber doors at 6:45 to be admitted to the House. So once we adjourn, if you could start getting yourself lined up here, double file, at about 6:40, we'll move across the rotunda over to the House chamber. Madam President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, February 7th, 11 a.m.
All those in favor of that motion, say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.